During his more than 30 years as a criminal investigator and forensic scientist, David Ikov has studied fire and the people who set them on purpose. His research led to the development of a motive classification system for arsonists.
And the motive classifications were vandalism, excitement, revenge, crime concealment, and extremism or terrorism. So those are the six areas. The most frequent area we had, though, had to deal with the vandalism.
When it comes to classifying wildfire arsonists, Ikov says all six motives are possible.
The interesting thing is that it cuts across the strata of the six classifications, and that's the hard part of looking at the science of what's happened.
Ikov says the most common vandalism-motivated arsonists are often juveniles who work in groups.
The actual crime scenes reflected impulsive, disorganized acts, and they also used materials that were present, and they also, in a lot of cases, lived by the fire scenes of their targets. And typically, the targets were grass, brush, wildlands, vegetation.
Excitement-motivated fire setters are often older, says Ikov, work alone, and may even stick around to watch the fire burn.
In one case that we looked at, the arsonist actually, after successfully evading detection, started writing letters and calling the fire chief and taunting him. Those are some interesting types of cases that anecdotally provide a much better insight into what's happening.
Ikov says more research is needed to better understand the profile of a wildfire arsonist. With a menu of possible motives, a crime scene that goes on for miles, it's a complex challenge for investigators. For WCQS News, I'm Helen Chickering.